This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
As we go along, let us study the male anatomy. Most men know less about their own bodies than they do about their automobiles.
The following feature has been rated R.
Don't panic.
This program contains coarse language.
It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Are you ready? Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy our show.
Welcome.
Get ready for the ride.
Hide and seek.
Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. A big thank you to those chicks talking footy. My name is Andrew the Apprentice. Joining me this evening is Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well. How have you been?
I've been good. I've had a few weeks off. I'm well yes. rested. I had a couple of weeks of clean living, early nights. You know, sometimes in this fun city of ours, you may have the tendency to overdo it a little. But I look like I'm 21 again, right?
Almost. 22. Oh, 22.
Am
22.
I pushing it? Oh, how dare you.
And we should say, also,
We're not alone.
Also joining us in the studio is Mr. Laird Leatherman, 2016. Brad, good evening.
Good evening, Andrew. Ben, how are you?
Very well. Good. Now, as part of your victory, you were able to take up an offer from the Hide and Seek team to do the Taste Radio course here at Joy.
That's correct. And as part of that, I have to shadow a program, so I thought, well, you guys sponsored me on that, I may as well come and shadow you.
Yeah, might as well come and yes. see what we're all about.
Well, we're going to have almost a boring show. It's not a boring show at all.
No, it's an important show.
It's a very important show. But what happens here in the studio tonight is a bit different because we don't have any guests in the studio tonight. That is because apart from yourself, Brad, just watching us, but we have over in Adelaide at the moment is the 2016 Australasian Sexual Health Conference and the 2016 Australasian HIV and AIDS Conference. And Hide and Seek's roving reporter, Dean Beck, is over in Adelaide. And there's been a lot of announcements over the last couple of days and a lot of new initiatives happening. So we're going to be touching base with Dean very shortly to bring us all up to date with what's been happening over in Adelaide, and we'll also be having a bit of a look into a couple of other things that have been happening locally as well, particularly for people living with HIV. So we've got a lot happening tonight. Joining us very shortly is Mr. Dean Beck over in Adelaide at the Sexual Health and HIV conferences happening there all of this week. And he's going to be updating us about a whole range of things that have been happening in the HIV sector in particular.
So, why don't we just fuck?
Hide and seek.
This is Hide and Seek, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. My name is Andrew the Apprentice. Joining me this evening is Ben.
That is me.
And The Australasian Sexual Health Conference and the Australasian HIV and AIDS Conference is currently happening in Adelaide. Joining us on the line is Hunt Seek's roving reporter, Mr. Dean Beck. Good evening, Dean.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. Well, it's the program now, not a show. I love that.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Sure, yeah, why not?
No, it's a program for exploring sexuality. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, of course.
Cool.
So how is Adelaide for you, Dean?
It's nice and warm over here. You can get that tomorrow if you like.
It's pretty warm now. I've got shorts on, look.
That doesn't help with radio, Dean.
Just picture it.
No, you're quite right. It's been an interesting day, I have to say. It's been a long day. I haven't slept because I had a few things to do before I got to Adelaide.
Fair enough.
And they're done now, so that's good.
Now, you got to... Well, which one should we talk about first? We should talk about the smartphone application that was released and launched today at Asham.
Yeah, look, My Life Plus is a new app to help people who are HIV positive keep abreast of things like their doctor's appointments, keep their levels, their blood levels, CD4 levels, that sort of stuff, all in the one spot. And it also helps you chart how you're feeling or whether you're having symptoms and that sort of stuff, so that when you go back to your doctor, you've got the evidence or at least the record of being able to show your doctor what's going on and where you're at any one time. It's quite amazing, actually.
So can you actually, like, as you know, when you get your test results, put in your results so you remember what you were last time?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Exactly. And so over the period of, years, you can actually see whether you're going up or going down and if you're going down, is that because you had a really bad flu or whatever? So you can sort of chart not only where you are, I guess, scientifically, but where you are emotionally and physically and how you're feeling.
And what's been the buzz around the conference in regards to the My Life Plus app?
I tell you what, it has been universally accepted. I mean, it was done paid for by Vive Healthcare, but it was also in association with the National Association of People with HIV. It was done also in consultation with people who had HIV. So when they first, when the medical company first presented the app designers thought, well, the most important thing is, have you taken your pills today? So when they presented it, the first thing that popped up on the app was, have you taken your pill today?
Oh.
And the lived experience of people with HIV said, you know, we do that every day.
Yeah.
Perhaps not. That's not the first thing we want shoved in our face every time we turn the app on. And so now when you open the app, it says, how are you feeling today?
Well, that's good, because people take their pills at different times of the day. There's, you know, it doesn't mean just because you've opened the app today that you're going to be having to take your pills in the morning. And as you said, most people on pills, whether they're on PrEP or on treatment, are taking their pills as you know, matter of course.
And you can still get a reminder with the app. You can get it so that it alerts you to take it. And the other thing that I like about it is when you get your 4 months' worth of pills, you can put the whole lot, all, 120 pills, into the app. And so when your next doctor's visit is due, which means you need to get a new script, if you've still got 20 pills left, clearly you haven't been adhering to your medication. So you can still do all of that sort of stuff, but it's probably not the first thing that you want shoved in your face.
And I guess
you can get the alert, but it's nice to be asked how you're feeling, and you can actually respond with, well, you know, I'm having a crappy day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess it's probably a super helpful tool as well to provide your doctor with really accurate feedback about I was feeling this week I was feeling this. So I think like a lot of times you go to the doctors and how have you been or when did the symptoms start or something like that, and you go, oh, was it last week? Was it Monday?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, these days most people only have to go to their doctor about every 3 to 4 months. So you might be feeling perfectly fine when your doctor's appointment is due, but that doesn't mean you haven't had a month where you felt like crap.
Yeah.
And if it was, you know, 6 weeks ago, you might forget to mention.
Mm.
And over a period of time, it's probably something that you want to keep track of.
So that's the My Life Plus smartphone application. You can get more information at mylifeplus.com.au. And, of course...
It's a world first.
World first, is it?
That. World first, yeah. Look, there's plenty of apps that you can manage your pill taking and all that sort of stuff. But it's the first purposely designed HIV-positive wellness managing and health managing app.
That's fantastic news. So if you are living with HIV, check it out.
Get it. Don't check it out. Just get it.
Get it.
Just bloody get it.
Start using it. Yeah. We're, of course, chatting with Dean live from Adelaide. Now, Dean, something else has happened today. Is something else you've been taking charge of?
Oh, look, I don't know why I do it to myself, but an amazing opportunity was presented when I pitched an idea to the Victorian AIDS Council, and they loved it, and they said, we can get some money for this from our good friends at Vive. So Vive pitched in, and we now have Australia's first podcast for positive people. It is a podcast that I'll be running over at least the next 28 weeks. That's what I've committed to. there is a website for it, and the idea is that positive people will have a platform to share their stories of, you know, getting through tough times and basically lift our spirits and build resilience by finding out what the latest and greatest is from all of the organisations that are empowered to take care of us. And also people and their stories, you know, that's the real way of, I guess, becoming more resilient and looking after yourself. So it's great. It's called Inside HIV, and it each week we'll look at, you know, various themes and subjects, and next week we're dealing with the diagnosis. But in this first episode that went live today, I take a look at Australia's response to HIV and how, over the course of the last 30-something years, it has shaped our communities, and how I argue that there is an emerging new decade that is upon us, and that is a decade of people individually empowered to take care of their health and well-being, and that is on both sides of the polarity divide.
And you mentioned it's being done in with the support of the Victorian AIDS Council and Viv Healthcare.
Viv Healthcare have got a thing called the Positive Action Community Grant. So it's basically a pharmaceutical company who puts money aside to do some work in the community because I guess they make profits out of us. They may as well give back, and this is how they do that. And so VAC were very supportive of my proposal, and today I got to launch it in front of everybody else. So that was great, well, and it went down very well.
Well, congratulations! And I suppose for VAC, it is something that they can you know, get out to the community outside of Melbourne who might be listening to Hide and Seek every week. They can get it out.
Well, VAC now, of course, looking after the Loddon Valley area, so Bendigo and beyond, and around there. And they're also here in South Australia. They adopted the response here in South Australia when that went to foot. So they're, you know, much broader than just Melbourne. And I think that the stories of resilience and people's stories of, you know, just living with HIV is pretty universal. So I'd be surprised if people don't pick it up from around the world. There are very, very few, I know of one other, but that's the only one I could find, other podcasts that specifically devote themselves to HIV. And that particular one that I found only focuses really on the news of the week for the HIV sector. So the one I'm doing is more of exploring some of the challenges we face, but also how we get through those challenges and how we can, live life to the full.
Yeah, so, Dean, I had listened to your podcast today, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So, well done.
It's not a bad story.
Dean, I don't want to tell him, guys, but he's a bloody good storyteller. I really enjoyed it. And I really liked what you had to say today as well. I guess it's for the HIV positive community, but for others as well. We were talking about stigma and sort of what non-HIV positive people have to offer as well, and bring the community together, and it was really important.
Well, once upon a time, I was negative, and so it wasn't that long ago. In fact, I'll tell you when it was. In 5 days' time, it will be 3 years since my positive diagnosis. So it's been a huge learning curve for me in the last 3 years. But as Andrew will tell you, I was sticking it up on before I was positive, and I haven't stopped yet. So,
excellent.
I think it takes both sides of the polarity to fix this issue. If we have any hope of doing that, we've got to work together.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations again, Dean. And now you're in Adelaide. You've got a couple more days of conference to go. What are you expecting to hear about?
Well, tomorrow I am looking forward to actually enjoying the conference and seeing what's here, because today I haven't done any of that. But I will be putting some stories together, so keep an eye out for those over on Joy from the next few weeks. Hopefully I'll be able to connect with some of the researchers and scientists. And I actually caught up with Professor Matthew Wake, who is the expert worldwide in criminalisation and HIV. We did a interview with him during the World AIDS Day Worldwide broadcast that we did 3 years ago. And so it was really lovely to meet him face-to-face today. So, yeah, I'm hoping to do a few more of those things and catch up with them and also interview them along the way and report them back in the days and weeks to come.
Well, we look forward to hearing all about Asham when you return, and thanks for joining us this evening. We are going to be playing your little trailer towards the end of the show, just so people can have a taste of what it's all about.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Ben. Thank you very much, Andrew. And you have a great night.
Enjoy yourselves.
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Dean Beck, of course, calling from Adelaide at the Australasian Sexual Health and the Australasian HIV AIDS conferences that are happening this week over in Adelaide. So, yeah, they're expecting a lot of discussions around PrEP, of course. We'll be hearing back, I think, a lot about those, as been highlighted in the news segment earlier this evening. Kirby Institute have released their surveillance figures, and great news with 27% of increase in testing over the last 5 years and a 45% increase in treatment. So that's good news coming out of Adelaide at Asham. That's about it from Asham. Coming up, though, we are going to be borrowing. Borrowing is the word
we're using.
An interview that happened on a fellow Joy program, Well, which is run by the VAC, about a new initiative they have. So stay tuned. We'll bring you that very shortly here on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. This is Hide and Seek, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice in the studio along with Ben. Big thank you to Dean joining us from Adelaide. Now, the two interventions, that's a really bad word to use, but the My Life Plus app, if you go to the website My Life Plus, now note plus being PLUS, mylifeplus.com.au, and insidehiv.net is the podcast site for Dean's podcast for positive people. Now, there is another new program being run by the Victorian AIDS Council. It's called Pete. Well, they've got two, Pete and Dale, but Pete is the one we'll be hearing about this evening. It's for positive people, positive men who are living with HIV and experiencing mental health conditions. Now, we are borrowing this interview from the Well program, which is operated by the VAC, which is on Monday evenings here on Joy 94.9. The interview is by Tex and Daniel, and they are chatting with Richard from Living Positive Victoria. So here is a little bit about the PEAT project over at the VAC.
Joining us now in this studio is Richard to talk more about STRIDE Project. And just to repeat, STRIDE stands for Stigma Reduction Interventions in a Digital Environment.
And the site we're going to be talking about soon with Richard is pete.org.au. But in the meantime, Richard, welcome to Well, Well, Well.
Thanks, guys. It's great to be here with you, and hello to all the listeners this evening.
Now, Richard, you're here to chat with us about part of the STRIDE project you're involved with, that being Pete. But first of all, can you share with us and our listener a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Okay. So I'm currently president of Living Positive Victoria. Mm-hmm. I've been on the board there for, this is my fifth year now, and my second year as president.
Oh, good-o. And, okay, Living Positive Victoria, for the listener who's never heard the show before or doesn't know about Living Positive Victoria, what does Living Positive Victoria do? What's their mission, if you like?
Okay, so we're a positive voice organisation, so we advocate for all people living with HIV in Victoria and particularly concentrate on things like community connectedness, resilience building and challenging stigma and discrimination.
Okie doke. And the organisation, is it just for same-sex attracted men or gay and bi and trans guys?
Yeah. No, as I said, of course, because of the disproportionate range of notifications that happen in the MSM community, they will always be our core business. But there is also about 25% of notifications that come in each year that are outside of that community. And our organisation has a really diverse membership base of positive people, which includes women, heterosexuals, families affected by HIV, also people from Indigenous identifying communities and COLD communities as well.
COLD, what does that stand for?
It stands for Culturally and Linguistically Diverse Communities.
Ah, thank you.
Another acronym, see?
Yep. It's acronym there. City, isn't yep. it? And we've probably got a couple more as we go through this conversation, so we'll just remind ourselves to stop and let people know what they mean.
So talking about the STRIDE project and then more in particular the PEAT website, what motivated you to get involved with the project?
Just a range of issues. Being somebody who's lived with HIV from the time I was 19, so that's quite some time ago now, being in my mid-40s. So I noticed along the way that, and a lot of research has come out to back this up, particularly HIV Future 7, which came out a couple of years ago, stating that 43% of positive respondents in that survey had experienced a mental health issue at some length of duration at some time during their living with HIV. And so it's quite a disproportionate impact on people living with HIV.
And so I suppose this is just another resource, I suppose. We've got different models, peer models, and this is actually a peer model itself as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's about a diversity and range of options for people to engage with, in particular around something that we talk about HIV stigma and stuff a lot, but there's also a lot of stigma around mental health issues as well.
Okay, so who or what is Pete? We mentioned Pete before. Okay. What's Pete? Who's Pete? Is he a person?
No, Pete is not a person, but it's almost like a name of an identity. So you can go onto the web, the STRIDE website, as we spoke about before, mm-hmm. and you can look and you can go onto the Pete or the Greg website. So I've got a little thing here, and it says Positive Engagement to Empower, which is the acronym for Pete. Yep. And I guess the reason that we use singular words is because they stick in people's minds. They're mm-hmm. easy to remember rather than calling it the long name of what the service actually is. So it's about engaging and familiarising really easily with people.
Okay, so what can you share with us and the listener about Pete, the website, and who the website is for?
Okay,
who's the
so the
intended
website
audience?
Is specifically aimed at men who have sex with men who are living with HIV, the Pete website. Mm-hmm. And so this group of people, already has to deal with a lot of stigma and discrimination around HIV, and sometimes in extreme cases this can lead to issues like depression and anxiety that we see across our general population anyway, but they seem to be a bit more amplified in our community because of just some of the issues that you have to deal with.
Okay. Now, what's your understanding of stigma, the word stigma, for guys living with HIV?
Okay, now that's a really broad concept, and look, the situation is that it ranges. It can be both real and perceived, and it can be internal and external. So it might be just the fear of rejection, the fear of being discriminated against, and all those things can lead to that internal stigma that makes you feel a bit less than other people.
We're chatting with Richard about a new website for guys living with HIV. Are there really many guys out there who would engage about stigma and mental health using a website, do you think?
I think the benefits about having this site is it's another option, and you can go on there and be anonymous, yet you can connect to a community. And I think one of the most important things about dealing with mental health issues is that community connectedness. Sometimes social isolation is a real problem for people living with mental health issues. And the other thing I love about the website is that there's really simple, easy to digest information around what depression and anxiety actually is. I think sometimes a lot of people don't seek help because there's not an awareness that they're actually suffering from depression or anxiety. Sure, they get a bit worked up sometimes, or they might be oversleeping, but they don't see those signs because there's not a general base knowledge of what those conditions actually entail.
Sure. Now, we've said the website word, so what is the address for Pete?
Okay, so we have pete.org.au.
And I was going to say, we touched on it just really briefly, but the other nice part is, of course, that volunteers are involved, and we talked about peer networks, and they exist already in group situations, but this is almost like an online space, and I know that VAC recruited volunteers to be involved with this, peers helping other peers, but simply in an online space, and they were really excited to get involved and on board, went through some really great training, and interestingly enough, because we've got remote volunteering happening, people have kind of moved interstate, but it can still be part of this project as well. So they log online, they can use the chats, the forums, and you were mentioning before as well, there's really great information, so articles and other things on there as well.
Indeed, and I want to ask you, what can you share with us and the listener about the different areas of the site?
Okay.
So there's interacting, but what else is there?
So there's live chat rooms that you can come into, and so they will be where the trained facilitators, who are also peers, so they are people who have identified maybe having successfully dealt with mental health issues prior to this, so it's specific skills and really well supported through the training that they've received. So as well as that, there's online forums, so you can be involved in an ongoing chat, or you can do postings and come back and engage with others. And I think the best thing about it is the anonymity. So even though the facilitators will know who you are because you've linked in, you can use a pseudonym or a different name for yourself in your on-screen presence. So there's nothing that's directly identifying, which gives people the ability to be far more candid and open about the issues they're dealing with, and also discuss solutions that have worked for other people. Like, when I was feeling depressed, this might work for you, this is what worked for me. And it's a real, it starts that conversation about broader health and well-being.
It almost takes away that kind of whole Melbourne-centric thing sometimes, because it means people in rural communities who are facing the same things as their, you know, cousins living in the city can use this as a way to log on, do you know what I mean, get that information, and then, who knows, maybe later on there's groups and other things like that if they want to go that far, but otherwise it's a nice way to connect you.
Yeah, and if there's really, like, serious issues that come up for individuals during on, there's a really good referral base too that comes out of those chat rooms and stuff, so you're not sort of left on your own, you're referred through to other existing services, and there's a range of those across VAC.
Now, just out of interest, are there going to be moderators, or is it going to be a free-for-all?
No, it's moderated.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good-o.
Yeah.
And then how can interested guys get involved? Do they just go to that website?
Yeah, I encourage everybody, even if you're not directly affected, to go on and click onto the website. You may know someone living with HIV who's struggling with mental health. Jump on, explore the website, and have a look around at the information. It's fantastic.
So that's Pete, P-E-T-E. Pete.org.au. Richard, thanks so much for coming into the studio this evening and having a chat with us. It's always good to see you, and always great to hear your opinion on all sorts of things.
Thank you very much.
That was the team from Well 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 chatting with Richard from Living Positive Victoria about the Pete website, P pete.org.au is Pete. And it is, of course, a website there for men who have sex with men who are living with HIV to chat with other men who are the same about mental health and how they are doing. So check it out, and I'm sure we might get the team from VAC in here in the near future to chat more about what it's all about. So, yeah, we'll be back very shortly to continue the conversation. You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is made possible with thanks to over 300 volunteers who work hard every day of the week to keep us out loud and proud on air and online. This week, we'd like to thank Anne. Anne joined Joy in 1998 and currently volunteers as operations support for the station. Her volunteer contributions have had such an impact at Joy that since 2003, we have awarded our volunteers in her name with the Anne Hamilton Award for Volunteering Excellence. Her passion, commitment, and work ethic are an example to all of us. From everyone at Joy, thank you, Anne. To learn more about volunteering at Joy, head to joy.org.au/volunteers. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Ready or not, here I come.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Now, and of course you're with Andrew and Ben. Ben.
Yes.
We just saw on social media that...
What's the news there?
What the got? News is that the Victorian Australian of the Year Awards were announced tonight. And friend of the station, friend of Hide and Seek, Jason Ball has won the Victorian Young Australian of the Year.
Congratulations.
So congratulations to Jason. He then now, of course, goes on to the Young Australian of the Year Awards, that the national awards that are awarded on Australia Day.
Excellent.
So congratulations to Jason. Now, a couple of things we've got to go through this now as we head towards the end of the program. Now, of course, we spoke to Dean Beck over in Adelaide at the Sexual Health and HIV and AIDS conferences. He, of course, launched his Inside HIV podcast for positive people. It is accessible via the website insidehiv.net. And he, of course, as he always does, produced a little trailer. So here is the trailer for Inside HIV, the podcast for positive people.
I'm a 45-year-old gay man living in Melbourne, Australia. When I was 14 or 15, I was watching 60 Minutes on Sunday night when I saw it for the first time.
At first, only gays and IV drug users were being killed by AIDS. But now we know every one of us could be devastated by it.
For me, the Grim Reaper advert epitomises the first 10 years that the world was coming to grips with AIDS.
Not stopped. It could kill more Australians than World War II.
It was a decade of fear and death that was associated with HIV.
It can be stopped, and you can help stop it. If you have sex, have just one safe partner, or always use condoms. Always.
Then science delivered the medical breakthrough that the world had been waiting for.
And then the real breakthrough came in around 1996, when the protease inhibitor class came through and three drugs could be given. And by giving three drugs, that seemed to be able to suppress the virus for a persistent duration, and as the drugs have got stronger now, for the duration potentially of the lifespan of the patient.
The decade of hope followed, and people were living, not dying, from HIV and AIDS. Those who had spent years of their lives fighting retreated from the battlegrounds, exhausted, reflective, scarred, but alive. What followed was a decade of silence. The urgency had gone. The messages became confusing. The conversation disappeared. As we enter the fourth decade, some 40 million people around the world are living with HIV. 40 million more have died. Each year, 2 million more will become HIV positive. That's about one every 15 seconds. Today in Australia, nearly 30,000 people are living with HIV, and each day, four more people will receive an HIV positive diagnosis. But this decade is different. Individuals are empowered. Those who are positive know that being undetectable means you can't pass on HIV. And those who are negative can protect themselves by multiple means. Hi, I'm Dean Beck, and I'm HIV positive. Join me as we navigate the decade of individual empowerment. As we go inside HIV. It's the podcast for positive people.
Inside HIV, the podcast for positive people, brought to you by BAC, the Victorian AIDS Council, working together, and Vive Healthcare, Positive Action Community Grants. Visit insidehiv.net for more information.
That there was the Inside HIV trailer from Dean. And, of course, you can go to the website insidehiv.net to get the first episode of the podcast for positive people. And, get along.
Yeah.
Ben, you had a listen to it today.
Yep. Episode one has dropped today. Give it a listen. Really good story. Dean's done an amazing job. I'm looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Now, of course, as we wrap up the show, of course, it has been about three different programs that have been developed online in particular for people living with HIV. There is the, of course, Inside HIV podcast, pete.org.au, which has been developed by the Victorian AIDS Council to talk for guys to talk about their mental health, and also My Life Plus. Which you can go to the website mylifeplus.com.au to read all about the app and to also get a link to the app store or the other stores. If you're just going to go straight to your download store, then you need to check out My Life Plus, but the plus in that case is the plus sign.
Got it.
Okay. Understand that one?
Yeah, I got it.
Very good. A big thank you to David, our podcaster. A special thanks this week, of course, because he helped me. Well, he did. He didn't help me. He put together the stuff we borrowed from the Well, Well, Well program. So thanks, David, for that. Coming up next is Black, White and Rainbow with Andy Kay. Big thanks to Brad for joining us, and hoping we didn't stuff up too much for you, Brad, tonight, so he could watch what we were doing. Until next week, bye.
Night.
Hey, this is Tim from Hide and Seek. This podcast is brought to you by Choosewell Health Insurance. While some things in life improve with time, it's unlikely your health insurance policy will. Choosewell. Compare hundreds of policy options to find the best health insurance for you at the right price. Don't spend hours researching and making confusing phone calls that leave you lost in the fine print. Hide and Seek listeners are being offered a special deal. Find a new healthcare policy with Choosewell to receive a free Joy membership, giving you benefits and rewards from Joy all year round. Stop paying for outdated cover and contact us today. Choose well. Make the switch today. joy.choosewell.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.